Hello.
Hello, Tyler.
Yes.
Hey, Tyler. My name's Amy Nelson. I'm calling from Local Splash with the Google Guarantee Department. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that so much. Thank you for that. I'm just kind of pulling everything up here. Your account was sent over to me to go over the Google Guarantee option that we have available for your company.
Yes.
Okay. Do you know anything about that? What do you know so far? I want to know where to jump in at.
They were saying that the leads would be so much to so much. I forget. I talked to somebody about it Friday.
Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
I did have a few questions on that.
Of course. I can give you a full explanation, and then can we go over your questions? Do you think that's good? I'll keep it brief.
Yeah, that's fine.
Cool. So with Google Guarantee, there's a lot of advantages to it. So Google Guarantee is a program that Google actually built to trump all other pay-per-lead services. Have you ever participated in anything like maybe like Home Advisor or Angie's List, Thumbtack, anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So then you're familiar with how it works. I've heard the good, the bad, the right, the wrong, the ugly. I've heard it all. You know, no matter what it is, I've heard about it. But, I'm sure that we can agree the fluctuating lead cost, the fact that there's no guarantee of a quality lead coming directly to you, all of those things can really be a bummer, right?
Yeah.
Right. So with all of the things that you dislike about that type of program, Google actually made it right with Google Guarantee. So, A, you have lead exclusivity, meaning you don't share the leads. B, the leads come directly to you. There's no middleman. So we're not handing you a phone number and saying, here, Tyler, good luck. We hope for the very best. This is actually real life human beings on the other end of the phone that have gone to Google. They've looked in the guaranteed section. They've decided that they want to work with you directly. And then from there, what they do is they're contacting you directly. Now, there's only two instances that Google even considers them qualified calls, and that is if you give estimate over the phone, which I'm going to go ahead and say is probably never for what you're offering, right? And right, right. I mean, maybe like if they're asking what the trip charge is or something like that, yeah, but I mean, as far as actually diagnosing and getting into what they're doing, you're never doing that over the phone. Secondly, if you were to set appointment to give face-to-face estimate, that's considered a qualified lead. So they actually have AI listening and all the calls are recorded for those purposes because they don't want to charge you for unqualified leads. So if it's somebody calling in to seek employment with your company, if it's somebody who is a sales or solicitation call, if it's otherwise a press one dialer, one of those robocalls, not a live human being, all of those things are considered unqualified, okay? If it's somebody calling for a service that's outside of your service radius, that's not listed in your service profile, and you decline the job, you're not charged for the lead. If it's somebody requesting a service that you don't provide that's not listed in your service profile and you decline the job, you're not charged for the lead. So you're only charged for those two instances that Google considers it qualified leads, okay?
Okay.
Now, your lead cost is $18.67 per lead. That I have not seen Google change their pricing since 2018. In the event that they were going to change their pricing for any reason, you would be notified before we charge the lead budget. We keep everything up front. So whether it's a service call or it's a brand new install, no matter what the type of quality lead, like if it's a higher quality or, you know, maybe just a service call, that lead cost isn't going to go up or change. Okay?
Okay.
So Google does require a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads in the month. And the cool thing about this is that you're completely in charge of it. So the way it works is like this. First and foremost, do you have business license and insurance for the company?
Yes.
Can you pass a background check?
Yes.
How many face-to-face employees do you have, sir?
Just me and one other service tech right now.
Does he go out and do estimates and things like that on his own, or do you do that?
I'll let him do service calls. I do all the estimates.
Okay, then you're the only one who's going to go on the application. If at any point in time you wanted to add an employee, say it's a brother, a cousin, a trusted family member, somebody who's going out doing the face-to-face estimates, then you can add them in on the application itself. So the upfront cost for the application is a one-time fee of $250. It is non-refundable. You'll never see that cost again. So if you did want to add that employee, you know, later on, or say you have 50 employees that you were doing background check on to be certified to go out and do face-to-face estimate, that price would never go up or change. It's a one-time $250 application fee that goes to get you Google Guarantee approved and process the background check. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the entire process for that, the maximum amount of time that I've ever seen it take is 4 to 8 weeks. That's primarily because they have to wait for the Google business profile to be verified. Yours is already verified and you're already ranking. So the cool thing about that is that I do believe you would see activity a lot quicker. So what happens is once you pay the $250 application fee, we send you the application. The application itself, Tyler, it's extremely easy. It takes a maximum of about 15 minutes to fill out, if even that. What you're doing is you're uploading the business documents, the business insurance, the business license. You are uploading your social security number as well as a photograph of your driver's license so they can conduct a background check. Once the application's submitted, we go ahead and process that as quickly as possible. When the application comes back and your Google Guarantee approved and you have the Google Guarantee badge, then what we do is we contact you to set the minimum monthly budget. So Google requires a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads in the first month. With your cost being $1,867, your minimum monthly budget is set at $244 for 13 leads. The way the leads come in is approximately 3 leads a week. So once your application's been approved, we contact you to set the minimum monthly budget. You go ahead and pay the $244. We cut the leads on and they start coming in. Now, the best thing about this is that I've heard a lot of things about other type of pay-per-lead programs where people didn't have a whole lot of control and there was absolutely no way to get a recompense for unqualified leads. So with this being totally different than that, what happens is the leads turn on and they begin coming into you directly. After you take on the first couple of leads, say you get booked for a week or two, you know, for a fact, you're not going to be able to take on any more calls for a week or two or even longer. Say you're going out on vacation for a month. You're taking your wife to Tahiti, okay, leaving the kids with your mother-in-law or whatever the case is, okay. You can pause the campaign, and that budget is not an automatic charge, so it rolls over until you unpause the campaign. And the latter is true as well. So if you wanted to up the lead, if you wanted 6 leads in a week or 8 leads in a week, then you have the ability to go ahead and increase the lead flow that way as well. Okay?
Okay.
Did I cover all your questions?
Almost.
Okay, go ahead.
My only question left would be, I know you said that it's considered a guarantee or a qualified lead if mm-hmm. it's set up appointment time to do the estimate or the job mm-hmm. or however, you know. And so what happens if you set an estimate time and you show up, they're not there, they're unresponsive after that? Do we still get charged for the lead just because we've set the appointment time even though we were never able to actually meet face-to-face?
That's a great question. I cannot say for sure. What I can say is we could definitely dispute it if that was a fact, if that was something that happened. We've been running this program for 5 years and we haven't actually come up against that, because the people who are looking on the Google listing and then specifically through the Google Guarantee, they show a 33% stronger conversion than any other pay-per-lead service. So these people are serious. They're going to Google. They're looking for you guys directly. They're looking in that guaranteed section, and then they're contacting you directly. So we have no way to guarantee that they're actually going to purchase from you. Or, I mean, I guess in that specific case, you know, be available for the appointment that they actually set. But we haven't had any issues with that up until this point. And this program has been going for 5 years.
Okay.
If
I was just
you
worried
needed
about that
to dispute
kind of
it.
Because...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, if you need to dispute anything, like I said, all the calls are recorded. So the cool thing about it, Tyler, is this, is you have access through the Local Splash dashboard. We have access to the call. Google has access to the call. So if there was something that you needed to dispute, you would simply call, text, or email any type of communication with us. You'd say, hey, I need to dispute this call. And we would listen to it. We'd send it over to Google, and we would file the dispute. And it happens very quickly. We get a response on it very, very quickly. And the disputes that we file, we don't really have problems getting the money back on things like that because it's very specific what the qualified or unqualified calls are.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Yeah, I was just kind of worried about that because I pay Angie's way too much money, and I've been sent on about five leads over the last 3 months where I've set estimates, showed up to the place, they've not been there, not answered the phone when I call them after that point.
Mm-hmm.
Which I assume they found somebody else doing estimate quicker, and they probably just went ahead and got them to do the job.
Right. And that's usually the case with programs like that. That's why I said the data shows that with Google Guarantee, the conversion is 33% stronger. So the people who are going to Angie's, Thumbtack, Pals, Porch, Networks, all that, there are certain, with respect to every person, that is a certain type of lead. That is a certain type of consumer. They're looking to haggle. They're not that everybody doesn't want a good deal. Everybody does want a good deal. But people who are familiar with using Angie's or those type of programs know for a fact that they're going to get to speak with multiple contractors, and they're basically going to get to set their price. Well, the last guy told me this much, or this guy quoted that much, or so-and-so doesn't charge a trip charge. So they get to haggle it down. The people who are going directly to Google, specifically in the guaranteed section, want a quality service provider. So they're willing to pay top dollar, or at least, you know, a reasonable dollar for a quality service such as what you're providing. It's just a different type of lead, a different quality of lead than what you've been receiving through Angie's and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah. What's that?
That answers my question. My only question was the deal on that.
Right. You want to give it a shot?
As of right now, is there a callback number I can call you all back and set this up at a later date? Because I've had such a bad month this month dealing with Andy's and not getting any leads that I'm kind of in the hole this month already.
Oh, boy.
If I can get some money back in my pocket, I was thinking about next month canceling Angie's anyways and going with something else, so that would definitely be something I'd be willing to do in the future. Just right now, I can't afford to put it in right now.
Yeah, I understand, absolutely. And just so you're aware, when you are putting things together, you know, the only upfront cost is the $250 application fee to get everything moving forward. After that, then you know, you get to set when, once the application's been approved and we call you to set minimum monthly budget, if you're not ready at that time, if you need a little bit more time to put the funds together, then to start the package, then you have the ability to do that. There's no automatic charges, okay?
Okay.
I'll send you a text with my direct phone number and extension line. That way you have it. And then you can contact me back when you're ready. If I don't hear back from you in a couple of weeks, then I will give you a shout and see where we're at, okay?
That sounds great.
All right. It was a pleasure speaking with you, Tyler. I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
That's no problem. You have a good
day. Okay. You too, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye.